Some indeed tucked up their garments and fled. They spread out into a pattern. They were like the little monks who run from St. Jerome's lion in the picture of Carpaccio. Then one zealot rushed forward and smote the old man heavily upon the mouth. The hall seemed to grow vaster and vaster. The disputing, infuriated figures multiplied to an innumerable assembly. They drove about like snowflakes in a gale. They whirled in argumentative couples. They spun in eddies of contradiction. They made extraordinary patterns. And then, amidst the cloudy darkness of the unfathomable dome above them, there appeared and increased a radiant triangle in which shone an eye. The eye and the triangle filled the heavens, sent out flickering rays, glowed to a blinding incandescence, seemed to be speaking words of thunder that were nevertheless inaudible. It was as if that thunder filled the heavens. It was as if it were nothing but the beating artery in the sleeper's ear. The attention strained to hear and comprehend, and on the very verge of comprehension, snapped like a fiddle string. Nicoea. The word remained like a little ash after a flare.